I had a Bren gun, and the on a Bren gun you've got what they call a number two. It's a man that travels, that goes with you all the time, and he carries spare magazines and a spare barrel, because if you use the Bren gun a lot, it overheats. You see, you've got to change the barrel. And anyway, I said to him, I don't know what his name was now, he dropped his rifle, and I said, whatever his name was, I don't remember. I said, come on, we're going now. He said, I can't. I said, pick your rifle up. He said, I can't pick my rifle up. I said, why? He said, I lost my fingers. And all four fingers had been, a piece of shrapnel cut his four fingers off. And I said, oh dear, dear, dear. So I shouted for the stretcher bearers. I couldn't do nothing for him, like. And I grabbed his wrist and sort of held his wrist. And I didn't know nothing about medical or anything. I thought if I grabbed his wrist, I could try and stop the blood. That's the thing I could never have done before D-Day. I'd have fainted. But I knew I had to try and stop this chap's blood flowing out from his fingers. Anyway, it wasn't many seconds, many minutes, before either the medical officer or one of the stretcher bearers came over and said to me, leave him, I'll see to him. And I don't know, I can't remember his name. And he cut his four fingers off. It was shrapnel or a bullet, and cut it off as clean as clean. So that poor chap wouldn't do more shooting. But he stuck it out. He didn't. I think I would have fainted. But this poor lad, he didn't faint. And I said, you lucky old so-and-so. I said, you're going back to Blighty now. He says, I suppose I am.